You're coming to Omaha with an elite group of major leaguers on Monday, December 28th for a hitting exhibition and a pitching roundtable here at DJ Sokol Arena on the Creighton campus. How did this all come about?
Well, my wife's from Omaha, so we're going to be there for the Christmas holiday. And really, I'm not bringing a bunch of guys there. They already live there, which is so unique and so different. So after the World Series, I'd mentioned to Alex I might be pulling this off. And then I called him, and he said, hey, I'm in. Let's do it. And then Cody Ashley lives down in Lincoln as well. And Darren Ruff went to Creighton. He lives in Omaha. And then Brian Dunsing's in the area as well, and so is Jake Diekman. So all the guys live in the Omaha area, and I thought, hey, this would be great for us to have a night that's free to the public and really be able to give back to the Omaha community. And all the guys are very excited about it. So that's how we pulled it off.
All right, well, that's great. Fabulous of you to do that. Can you tell us a little bit more about the event? Like, should fans bring gloves to the event? Will there be a chance to chat with yourself and the players, or can they sign autographs with you afterwards?
Well, the best way to look at it, it's almost like a Q&A. You're welcome to bring gloves, dress in your uniforms, all that. But when I was in high school, Brooks Robinson and Rod Carew, I'm dating myself, came to Oregon, where I grew up at, and did a hitting exhibition similar to what we're going to do in Omaha. And when they hopped in the cage and took BP, I was like, that's it. That's the difference. I'm hooked. So what's going to happen that night is we'll have all the hitters, Dwayne Hosey as well, lives in that area, and we'll just talk about hitting. And then these guys are going to hop in the net and be able to hit some balls into the net. We're talking about swing, stances, everything, approach, all that. And then the pitching roundtable, we'll sit around and talk about pitching, how to take care of your arm, and how do you build up arm strength? When should you start throwing a curveball? How do you grip a certain pitch? You know, stuff like that. So we'll get into all that with the pitching roundtable. So it's going to be open for questions. You know, feel free to throw a question out. I'll walk into the audience, ask somebody, and that's kind of how it is. So it's more informative. It'll be from 6 p.m. to 7:30. It's going to be incredible. It's open free to the public. If you have groups more than 50, there's a you can go at the bottom of the page there on the flyer. You can see there's a email address there. You can address that, and we'll make sure you get the seating. But that's really what it's about. That's the whole event in a nutshell.
All right. Well, I'd be remiss with my connections to Creighton if I didn't ask you this. Scott Servais has recently taken over the Seattle Mariners, your former club. What are your thoughts on how Scott can do as the new manager for the Mariners?
Well, I've known Scott a long time. It'll be interesting to see how he handles the new club. You know, he's never managed at that level before, so there's always going to be challenges with it. I think they put together a nice club for him, and they've made a lot of moves, probably more than anybody has. But he's been around baseball a long time. I don't know how it's going to turn out. I'm hoping it turns out real well. And a lot of these first-time guys that walk into the big league field, it's a lot faster pace for you, a lot of different game. But Scott, like I said, has been around baseball a long time, and I think he'll make the adjustment a long way pretty good.
Well, going back to the event that's coming up here on the 28th, is this something that you hope you can do annually, or will you potentially try and do it in multiple locations, or is it just the convenience that your family is from here and you've got some local guys?
Well, we've done it all over the country. We're going to continue to spread this around. The beauty of it is the relationship with the MLB Network. We're constantly different places, so I've been able to do that. But I did it in Dallas at the winter meetings with Josh Hamilton a few years ago. We had 3,000 kids show up, Josh Hamilton and David Murphy. It was a great night. Last year in San Diego, did it with Adam Jones. This year we're going to do it here right now in Omaha with this group of players. But hopefully we'll come back again. The big thing is we want to spread this, get kids playing baseball. And I think the best way to do it is be able to have fun and have great experiences when you're young. That gets you playing ball. So it's an opportunity to give back, but it's also an opportunity to grow the game as well.
All right, well, Harold, I know you're pressed for time. Thank you again so much for taking the time to talk with us. And I hope you have a great event. I'll be out there and get a chance to talk to you myself.
It'll be great. Remember, 6 p.m. to 7:30, at Creighton University there, and it's going to be a great time. So we appreciate it and look forward to it. Thank you for the time.
All right.